broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face in America. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth using the checks and balances and the principles that our founding fathers gave their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors for certainly is the answer. Are you going to reject revolution and stand for restoration peacefully so with us, my fellow Americans? That is indeed the $64,000 question. All right. We talked last hour about Donald Trump. Really, the whole hour. The mainstream press attacking the Donald, saying cash crisis, rock Trump campaign, USA Today. 1.3 million to 42 million. Donald Trump has massive fundraising deficit against Hillary. Trump is running a lean operation, but is it way too lean? Asks the New York Times. Money lagging, Trump suggests he'll fund his own campaign. The situation has grown so dire for Mr. Trump that on Tuesday he suggested he might tap his own personal funds. The Donald has not put out a single television ad for the general election yet. Well, while the mainstream press is attacking him on the money issue, I don't think the deficit is that big of a deal now, but Donald needs to come out swinging hard on this idea that, hey, Hillary might have $1 billion, but do we want to sell our souls to the highest bidder? Do we want to be compromised by all kinds of foreign interests with absolute expectations a political payback? Donald could really pick Hillary apart if he wanted to over this issue. Well, the mainstream press, in addition to this, has also been attacking Donald, saying he never talks policy. He just barroom brawls, or he just attacks and fights, and man, he's got to become presidential. Well, when Donald does exactly that, they ignore him. This is fascinating. So Donald met with a bunch of Christian leaders yesterday in New York. It was a very peaceful, quiet meeting. Donald was completely professional. They talked details about policy. While Hillary's attacking Donald over every issue of his business moves and everything else, Clinton's on the attack, but Donald isn't. Donald's meeting with Christian leaders talking policy. I got an email that says, "Dear Sam, I just wanted to report back to you about the meeting in New York yesterday between GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump and Christian leaders from across the country." Who gave me that report? Tim Wildman, the American Family Association. And they go in and tell you how, you know what? Trump's a different guy than he appears on TV. He was nice, he was polite, he was thoughtful, he was respectful. And coming out of that meeting, they developed Bachman, that's Michelle Bachman, and James Dobson to advise Trump on faith. Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily reporting. So you got Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Daily, WorldNet Daily, a few people reporting about this meeting. But the mainstream press, who says Donald never talks about policy, he's not Christian, he doesn't have a clue. Now Donald humbly talks to all these Christians and sets up this advisory board to help him understand and deal with faith-based issues. Now they assess it fairly. They say Donald's far from perfect. He's not even our first choice. But at least he sat down with us, and at least he's listening, and at least we have his ear, and there are people who truly are followers of God that have Donald's ear now. And the mainstream press flat out ignores it. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org, is with us. Tom, what do you think of that development? It's fascinating. The mainstream press, I don't even see it hardly anywhere.
Yeah, you know, several things going through my mind as you're going through all that. What you see in the news media of Donald Trump, and if you watch one of his speeches, I've watched four or five of them, I guess, through television, when he's live streamed. And you don't hear these outrageous statements that keep coming through the media. Sometimes he's joking. He's got kind of a sense of humor about it. They pick that up as serious. He's got so many people in the establishment, whether it's the Republican establishment or the Democrats establishment, the mainstream media, all that, who are doing everything they can to stop him. And I would say that about 95% of these outrageous reports you're hearing about Donald Trump are them twisting it, swinging it, making it up to make him look bad. I really watch one of his speeches and see if you see that kind of what they're reporting that he's saying. I haven't seen it, and he's given a brilliant speech on foreign policy, and as you say, he's reaching out to these others. Hillary Clinton just makes fun of the Christian movement, the Christian establishment, so forth. She and her followers make fun of it. If you remember at the Democratic National Convention last time around, they booed God. So, Donald Trump is, reaching out to them, and they are coming to him. I know a lot of these Christian leaders would not go to him if they thought that he was the same as Hillary Clinton, and they would.
And I'm not telling you these Christian leaders are perfect. I can find many a fault with them too, if our goal is to find fault. What I'm saying though is the mainstream press attacked him relentlessly for not talking policy. And right now Clinton's on the attack and Donald's ignoring her, and Donald's talking about policy with some of the greatest leaders in the country. It's amazing. Now, what I also find interesting is this, as you wisely point out, Donald's not saying near the things they're claiming. Sure, there's a grain of truth in some of it as he attacks some of these issues with a humorous idea, etc. When we interviewed Donald Trump Jr., I don't know if you know, but Donald Jr. came on the radio with us. And when he did, he talked about this very example. He says, my dad will give a 50-minute brilliant speech, and they'll basically take a little teeny statement out of, like, minute three, a minute nine, a minute 25, or whatever, and then all of a sudden they'll just act like that was the speech. And he's like, it's completely bogus. And we interviewed him about this very issue. It was an incredible interview with Donald Trump Jr. Then the mainstream press called us all racist and tried to derail the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah. And
crazy.
I mean, you just don't get these massive audiences that he's had. And some of those things are organized in like 24 hours. You don't get that with the guy that they are portraying him to be. I've seen a comparison all the years that Donald Trump has been in the forefront in the news and his TV shows, everything. And not once during all that time did anybody call him a racist or anything. All of a sudden, he's a racist. And
it just tells you their agenda. See, that in fact, he's friends with most of these people, too. And it's amazing. I don't know if they're turning on him. I don't know if this is a political staged event. It's hard for me to really tell. But I will say this. I have not endorsed Donald Trump. He's not who I support. I support the people on the Constitution Party ticket, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley. Although I realize they don't have a chance to win, but I still vote for integrity and character. I think Donald has a lot to be desired personally. However, with that said, in contrast to Hillary Clinton, to me, it's a no-brainer. At least you've got somebody with some business savvy, even if he's made mistakes. At least you've got somebody with somewhat of a character. Sure, he's made mistakes. He's really focused on women quite a bit in his life. But at least he's willing to listen to Christians. Hillary's not willing to do any of those things.
Yeah, and that's I'm with you. I have not endorsed him. But, the what they're painting him to be is absolutely not true. And what I have seen when he's talked about policy, when that finally gets out, he has been right on with everything that I would want him to be. So, that as I said in the beginning, this massive force against him, using every single avenue that they've got to attack, makes it so that from today, now, when I see these kinds of reports, I begin to look into it, and understand where it's coming from and what it's really about. Because first of all, you get up in the morning and you hear he said this last thing, and you think, "Oh no, and that's outrageous." Then you find out it's not even true.
Donald made a statement that a lot of people criticize. He's like, "Hey, a lot of people celebrated when 9/11. Well, I should say, when 9/11 happened." They said, oh, you're bogus. Nobody celebrated. You're crazy. Well, even the guy that committed this Florida attack in Orlando celebrated then. All of his colleagues said so. Now, if that's not a direct relationship to what Donald's talking about, I don't know what is. And the mainstream press glossed over that reality check, too.
Yeah, they do. I mean, well, you know, I've just seen this whole thing with these redacted telephone conversation. We take out anything that says Allah in it. And it's interesting. I was just watching on Fox News a little while ago. The White House pressman apparently just threw Loretta Lynch under the bus. They've gotten so much criticism that he said, oh, somebody at the Justice Department said that, you know, did that.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org with us. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. One final story on Trump before we move along to a couple of other things. Kurt?
Yep. The which story are we talking
about? Trump employees. You just sent it to me. There's only one of them.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
You got a bunch of other Trump stories? Send them to me. I'll grab those too.
You know, but yeah, the headline I thought was interesting, and this is, in my opinion, a source. You know, it's basically the AP, and it shows how they're kind of switching this thing around, and they're showing their truth or their colors, if you will. But they're saying that hey, because Trump employees are legally made to be quiet about, you know, the kind of relations or whatever as business people would do. And this isn't that unusual in business as far as I know.
In fact, it's so commonplace, it's almost been at any corporation that I've worked for as an IT director, Kurt. This is standard stuff. Come on.
Yeah.
Oftentimes they add no-compete clauses, too.
That's exactly right. But anyway, their headline, for many Trump employees, keeping quiet is legally required. And when I saw this, I thought, yeah, but if you're a Hillary pal, you know, either you're quiet maybe because you assumed room temperature, as Rush Limbaugh would say, or you know, something else. You know.
Good point. And later in the story, it says Hillary has that too, Kurt.
Yeah.
If you read down to the bottom of the story, it says Hillary has the same thing.
Yeah, but nobody's going to see that part, right?
Of course.
You know. They're just
and this is the manipulated dishonesty, the intellectual dishonesty that they show. They don't maintain that it's normally done in business. Of course, one of the largest business leaders in the world is going to have that. Why wouldn't he? Now, on one hand, you would say it's negative and golly, it's just secretive and stuff, and you might push for that in the White House too. But do we really have honesty in the White House going on? I mean, as far as I know, any government employee I talk to currently, Kurt, every one of those folks already has a "you can't talk about it" clause. Don't they call it national security when they want it, even if it's not related at all, Kurt? They play games there all the time.
And you've got this one guy that was a former Secret Service guy is writing a book and telling about his experiences with Hillary and Bill. And I think Hillary wants him to keep quiet, right?
What do you say, Tom DeWeese? They're making this out like Donald Trump somehow wouldn't let you have normal access to information, but your government always gives you information right now, and Donald would ruin that.
Yeah, right. How many times
it's crazy.
Tried to get information out of this government and can't get it?
But it's always commonly done in business, though. I mean, you've been in the business world. I mean, sure. Non-competes and NDAs are commonplace, sir.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I had a non-compete clause with a company I worked for, and I had, you don't, if you want to keep your job, you really don't sit there and trash the boss. You know, it's just kind of common sense. But yeah, they have a right to say, we don't want you saying these things. And sometimes you have company secrets of products and so forth, so you don't want to be sharing all that.
Well, and a lot of times when people say things too, they may say them, you know, dishonestly or whatever. I'll give you an example. I go to church every Sunday. So does my wife. I'm not saying we've never missed a Sunday if we're sick or something, but for the most part, and it's expected with our children to go to church too. And if our children don't go to church, I virtually make them go to church. Now you would say, well, Sam, you don't believe in force, do you? Well, I don't literally force them. What I do though is one time my daughter wanted to stay home from church. And so I said, okay, you can stay home. No problem. And she goes, really? I said, absolutely. So my family left and I stayed home with my daughter. And my daughter's like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm going to just hang out with you all day. And so she went into the living room and sat on the couch, and I went and sat on the couch. And then she went in the kitchen. I went right in the kitchen. She said, Daddy, you're going to follow me around today? And absolutely I am. We're just hanging out together. In fact, we're going to talk about Jesus Christ today. She said, what? I thought we didn't have to do church. And I said, you don't. You're not there, are you? Okay, but if you were my enemy later for some reason or whatever, you would then say Sam forces his children to go to church. Sam doesn't believe in choice at all. In fact, he's this evil zealot, this religious zealot. Well, it's not actually true. It's that when you live under my roof and when you're not able to make choices on your own as an adult would, you're going to go to church because that's what we believe in and that's what we do. If you don't want to go to church, we can have the same conversation at home, but you're going to be religiously taught. It's that simple. Okay, well, it's not the force mechanism, but it is consequences. If you don't go to church, you're going to stay home and talk about church things with Dad. That's all. You got choices. You can go to church and hear from people and hang out with your friends and your, you know, peers, or you can stay home and talk about religion with Dad. You got two choices, A and B. Now, they often do that in the mainstream, but they don't say they force everything. But anyway, the point is that's completely manipulated. That's an example of why would Donald want all that stuff coming out? Why would anybody? And that's kind of the problem here is the mainstream press acts like Donald's somehow a maverick and unique and very weird, and this isn't commonplace, but that's what Donald wants because he's into kind of tyranny or force, and it's all a big lie.
Well, and you know, just to kind of take it into a whole another direction here is there have been so many scientists who have been working in NASA and other government agencies who finally left their positions there who can now come out and say, now I can talk about global warming. and I know that this whole issue is bogus. And, you know, I mean, this is happening time and time and time again, but they could not do it while they worked there. It's a standard thing where you're working that, especially in a private business, you know, that you don't trash the boss. But,
so the intellectually dishonest thugs at the AP show the prostitutes that they are over and over and over again as they manipulate this against Donald. I'm not even here to defend Donald, but I am here to defend the truth, and that's just a manipulated, bogus attempt. And I'm not even for Donald, by the way. Speaking of that, is Donald willing to sit down with folks so that he can educate himself regarding the critical issues of Agenda 21?
He actually came out a couple of weeks ago against the HUD affirmatively furthering fair housing rule. So, yes, he is. And I have not had a chance yet to pursue that, but he did do that. And that tells me that he's getting some information and he's going in the right direction.
Well, again, this is an opportunity to where, you know what, we know Michelle Bachmann and others. And, you know, we could work through Michelle Bachmann, James Dobson, and many other Christian leaders and talk about these critical land rights issues. Because Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 is just nothing but a manipulated goal for government to control land, decrease the population, all in the name of government's got to be at the helm of everything. But the reality is it's nothing but property rights really at the heart of the discussion. And I think it'd be pretty easy for Christian leaders to talk to Donald and say, you know what, property rights are critical and your government's hostile to property rights. How do we get you to stand up on this issue? I think we could make some headway there, sir.
I do, too. And, I, you know, there's been lots and lots of stories about him using eminent domain to take other people's property. And I've heard several conservatives saying things like this about him. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump's a businessman. He's a developer. And the first rule in business is that you know what the rules are that you have to deal with. Maybe you don't like them, but if you want to get your project done, that's what you do. And he's in the world of all the sustainable development, smart growth properties, and here are the rules that he has to deal with. But I, from what I have witnessed with him on several other fronts, several other stories, personal stories about him, I believe when he is aware that somebody is made a victim of things, that their whole life is destroyed by this, that he'd be the first one to be there to say, whoa, this can't be. And I, you know, whether he has been fully brought up to speed on how awful these programs are and how they are actually not only just destroying our property rights and manipulating our cities, the real issue of Agenda 21 sustainable development policies is that it is changing our system of government. It is eliminating elected representative government and giving us instead non-elected regional councils and so forth where nobody has any say. I got a feeling if he had all that laid out in front of him, he'd understand it. If he's already come out against AFFH, he knows that, and that he would work to fight it.
I agree with you. I would love the opportunity to find out, but I'll tell you this. At least Donald's son was willing to come on the radio with us and talk candidly about his father and his life. I would challenge Chelsea to come on the radio with me, you know? We can talk about who Chelsea's real daddy is or something like that, you know?
I'm going to get that opportunity.
All right, quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live, Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org on your radio. We got a lot to talk about, articles and details coming up.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have been donated to charity in the name of Joe Cox, the leftist member of parliament in Britain who was murdered last week by a mentally ill man. Among the causes to which sympathizers were directed was a group called the White Helmets, which claims to be an impartial NGO seeking peace and reconciliation in the Syrian civil war. The group is actually a PR front set up by the Obama administration and the British military to agitate for NATO intervention on behalf of Islamist rebels, such as the Al-Nusra Front, who seek to overthrow the Bashar Assad regime. The group has received at least $23 million from the U.S. Agency for International Development. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, Although he shows no familiarity with the Bible and has said he's never found it necessary to ask God for forgiveness, Donald Trump criticized Hillary Clinton in remarks to a gathering of evangelical leaders, saying, quote, "We don't know anything about Hillary in terms of religion." He also urged evangelicals not to be politically correct and say we pray for all our leaders, because all of your leaders are selling Christianity down the tubes, selling evangelicals down the tubes. Instead of praying for leaders in general, Trump insisted, quote, "What you really have to do is pray to get everybody out to vote for one specific person." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The Donald showing some humility, showing the willingness to learn from Christian leaders. Hopefully he can learn on Agenda 21 and property rights issues as well. But you know what? Donald will have a big learning curve, and we'll have to help him with that. Tom DeWeese, one of the premier educators to promote Liberty 21, Liberty 2030, freedom, if you will. And you got an article called Hidden Issues That Are Agenda 21. This is critical for people to understand because they've changed the words and the phrases and the terms and their agenda many times in an effort to deceive the American people, Tom.
Yeah, if most people, when they think of Agenda 21, they think environment. And we just have to have sensible development plans to make sure we conserve our energy and our natural resources. And that's all this is about. It's just a suggestion for that. And what we have said all along is, well, first of all, they described, clear back when they introduced it in 1992, the proponents of it described Agenda 21 as a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. That's a little bit bigger than a suggestion of some conservation. And there are lots and lots of...
Say that again, the comprehensive blueprint.
Yep, for the reorganization of human society. I've got of course, on my website, there is a video of Nancy Pelosi introducing Agenda 21 in 1992 after the Earth Summit and calling it a comprehensive blueprint. And I've got a document from the American Planning Association that calls it a comprehensive blueprint. I've got an EPA document that says it's a comprehensive blueprint. So, you know, these are their words, not mine. And they were calling it that all the way up until the point where we started to make some headway to get people to understand what it was. Suddenly, the comprehensive blueprint was shoved aside, and it now became an innocuous 20-year-old document that's just a suggestion that doesn't have any kind of enforcement capability whatsoever. It's just good common sense. What's wrong with you crazy conspiracy theorists? Yeah, so this is what we deal with every day. They change the words, they change it. But there are lots of issues. I mean, when you're talking about a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society, you're talking about a lot of issues that involve your life, not just conservation and smart development. It is, you know, your jobs, it's your family, it's your education, it's everything in your life. Is part of that, and that's what I was talking about in this article we're talking about.
All right, let's talk about some of the hidden details, because I even have people that say, oh, you know what, I know about Agenda 21, golly, they just want to, like, have a plan to control, you know, property, or it's much, much more than that. It goes into population reduction. It goes into controlling every thought, every breath you eventually have, right?
Absolutely, and we're feeling that more and more. People know there's something really wrong, but they're not quite sure what it is. Of course, the first one I brought up was global warming, and a lot of people could make that connection to Agenda 21. But very interesting, just recently, a article has come out. It's in a publication called Business Green. You can, I think, take what you want from that title. They interviewed Cristiana Figueres, who is the head, the UN authority, the person who's in charge of the UN climate change policies. And she has made outrageous statements over the years. For example, that U.S. democracy is very detrimental in the war on global warming, that she loves the one-party rule of China because they do it right, this kind of thing. She has said several times that climate change is really about remaking the world economy. Well, now let's take that and compare it to a blueprint to reorganize human society, remaking the world economy. Sounds like the same words to me. She, in this article, she finally came out and said so many of the things that we've been saying all along, that Agenda 21 is the tool for this reorganization, and that global warming is the scare tactic that they use to get us to accept it. I've heard it over and over and over again from Greens saying, well, you can have all the rights you think you have, but if you don't have a planet to stand on, what good are they going to do you? And so that scare tactic is used. If you don't fall in line with them on these policies, then the Earth will be destroyed, and what else can you do? So, but she has said that said in the interview that I'm trying to find my words here. I'm sorry. Here it is.
They even go so far, while you get those words together, Tom. Yeah. They even go so far in Yahoo News headlines today. It says Statue of Liberty and other world sites threatened by climate change, says the United Nations. Now listen, Lady Liberty, well, it's seen in New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty, right? Well, climate change might dampen Lady Liberty's glow, okay? They issued a report about this saying 31 natural and cultural global or world heritage sites in 29 countries are vulnerable to the effects of climate change, rising temperatures, rising sea levels, intensifying storms, longer droughts, and so forth. And these people are just, are you kidding me?
They also say it causes prostitution. So, you know, it's, as I said, no stone is unturned. They are, you know.
I don't even want to ask about that,
blueprint,
sir.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
But what she said was, I think it is very important to understand that we will only pursue climate goals through the national pursuit of the SDG. Now, what she meant by that, the SDG are the 17 goals of the Sustainable Development Goals of Agenda 2030. So, in other words, they will only pursue This is the tool. This is what Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals incorporated there. This is what they're for. And agenda and global warming will only be pursued, those goals, through that mechanism. This is what we've said all along. The comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. There it is. And she admitted it in this article. And you know, there's no question that's what these tools are for.
Now, many people are saying, you know what, Tom, I understand, but you know what? There is a heat wave going on. I mean, look at the West right now, Phoenix or some of these places, California, 121 degrees, 116 degrees. I mean, these global warming is happening, Tom.
Yeah. When you look at the statistics, the real scientific statistics, and over the last 20 years, there has not been an inch of warming anywhere. But there is climate, you know, yes, there's climate change. There's always climate change. The question is it man-made or not? And there is no evidence of that whatsoever. And, you know, we have these El Niños and La Niñas that come right behind it, and they change water temperatures. Water temperature is a major force in what the environment's going to be, or what the temperature's going to be. And it warms up, it cools off. Fact of the matter is, most scientists now are saying we're getting ready to go through a cooling period, or we already are in it. So, yeah, you have some hot spots, but you also have cold spots. And they, you know, I used to have, when I was a kid, we had a weatherman on my radio station who always started the weather saying, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we'll always have weather, whether or not. And that pretty much sums it up.
I agree with you on that. It's interesting to me, too. They make it sound like that it's a conclusion that, look, if the temperatures raise a half a degree or a degree, that it just means absolute meltdowns. And see, I don't agree with that. I mean, I agree that the world can get a little bit warmer, and we can debate if it's man-made or not. I think that it is not. But let's say the world does get a half a degree hotter. Who knows? And who says that what they claim will happen will happen? I mean, really, Statue of Liberty is just going to melt in the heat or what? There's all been changes throughout the years of history forever.
We've had small ice ages. We've had small warming periods. It's interesting. A lot of the atmosphere that we have, the things we use at Christmas time, for example, the Christmas cards, the Christmas songs, all talking about in your sleigh ride and this cold time, you know, over the river and through the woods, all that kind of stuff. That all was written basically during a period of cooling that we had back in that period of time. And it's, you know, that's how we now relate to Christmas. And, it comes, it goes. So, you know, and I'll be the first to admit, I am not a scientist, but I will also say neither is Al Gore. And, you know, I can read and I can read reports. And when I see what we're having happen now is, this government is moving to silence.
Hold on, Tom DeWeese in seconds.
Agrees with them.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. Get signed up for free for the Sledgehammer Alert. You can get caught up on what's happening with American Policy right away. We're talking about these articles about what's basically being hidden with regards to Agenda 21, or now called Agenda 2030. It's an absolute comprehensive blueprint to control every aspect of your life. I mean, they even want to control the music that you listen to, kind of stuff, how loud it can be and everything. I mean, these people are crazy. These people want to reduce the population on the planet. They somehow believe that they have these scientific facts. The problem is they don't even use the scientific method to demonstrate facts. They just simply spew their agenda, and they repeat it so often, people are starting to believe the lie, Tom.
Well, not only they just repeat it so often that people are starting to believe it, they have taken over the entire education system, and they just pound this into the children to the point that they don't even know there is a question. That the government's told them this is real, and somebody comes out and says the opposite, they are just almost traumatized by it. And the point is that if you're 40 years old or younger, you have been through some kind of this kind of indoctrination on this. Of course, the younger you are, the more you've had. But at a point, this begins to show why. Watching what the whole Bernie Sanders thing is a result of public education. You come right down to it. All these kids streaming, going into socialism and supporting socialism because that is what the education system has done to them. And, of course, the very root of that is, the whole thing on environmentalism and global warming, the scare tactics. Again, doesn't matter what you want. If you're destroying the planet, then you've got nothing. There's never, ever a chance for somebody to come in and say, this isn't really true. Let me show you these statistics. They just, one school system just banned anything that, any books or anything that would dispute global warming. And now we have the, 17 attorney generals, in states across the country that are coming together to try to file lawsuits, and stop anybody who's disagreeing with them. This is quite a frightening development, and this is what totalitarians do. You set up a straw man, you set up what you want the position to be, and then you stop anybody from saying anything against it. The interesting thing about that is, though, 13 state attorneys general just came out and they said, well, you know what, if you can stop private organizations and businesses from saying anything about opposite about global warming, and you want to prosecute them for that, we have a right to look at the organizations who are promoting it and trying to stop anybody else from saying anything about it, and look into who their funding is and where that's coming from. All of a sudden, this drive to shut us up has suddenly stopped and said, so I thought that was a pretty brilliant move.
It's no doubt a great response. What we need is transparency, and that's what we don't have. I mean, these people are so delusionary, though, Tom. Let me give you an example of their policies. They want to reduce the population. That's one big key component of Agenda 21, Agenda 30, or 2030, is they want to reduce populations around the world. It's not a promoted piece of Agenda 21, but it dovetails with their agenda, because if you back into the global warming, the climate change discussion, you realize that too many people will ruin the planet is the idea. They don't have any scientific evidence or proof of that, but here's the problem. There's a new report out now that in China, where they have a one-child policy and they murder all the girls because they all want a single boy. Now they've created such a meltdown problem with their psychotic beliefs that you have 37 million men in China and about 37 million men in India that will never be able to have a woman or a wife. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Do you realize that's almost 80 million people that can never even have a family now because they've murdered all the women they could have married? And now they're freaking out and they don't know what to do. And so the latest headline from the scientific news says this, Tom. Listen carefully. It says, do you think that robots can take care of the loneliness problem we have around the world? Do you think in the future robots might cure loneliness? That's what really the scientific, technical, the CNET people and everybody else, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're creating sex bots so that these men won't be too lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this goes right in with what Pat Woods talked about with technocracy, which is what this is really about, and technology controlling everything. I mean, that's the answer to everything, technology. And the truth of the matter is that there is no population problem. There are bad governments that cause teeming poverty, and they don't allow people any avenue to get out of poverty, and so their population does damage the environment, does live in overcrowded cities and so forth. But if you look at first world nations, developed nations, the United States would have not, our population would not be growing except for immigration, whether legal or otherwise. And one of the tenets of Agenda 21 is no nation states, that nation states cause war, cause strife, and cause poverty. So we need open borders, and that borders stop the natural migration of humans. And so it's okay. That's why all this force, all this move to have all these people migrating into the United States, because that's the natural progression, and it is a social injustice to stop that. So this is, again, Agenda 21.
It's hard for people to even comprehend how pervasive and how, I don't know what you want to call it, shadow governmentalistic might be the word. This really is. I mean, it's everywhere. It's almost in everything you do.
And this is the message we're trying to get down on the local level to city councils, county commissioners, and so forth. They are inundated with these policies. They are forced with grants that are coming from the federal government to put these things in place. They have been pretty much trained, almost Pavlovian style. The minute we say the words Agenda 21, their brain shuts off and their eyes roll, and they don't want to hear another word because they have been beaten so badly that don't listen to those people. This is how government's going to be run. This is how it's going to be. The incredible thing, the bottom line of Agenda 21 policies is it is changing our system of government. That it used to be you could go and have a cup of coffee with your county commissioner and say, hey, this policy is a problem here. Let me talk to you about it. Today, you can't do that. They'll say, you've got to talk to the planning commission. You've got to talk to this board. You've got to talk to the regional council. These are all non-elected things, and what they're doing is systematically eliminating the influence of your elected representatives to where your elections mean nothing. And that's the real bottom line of it.
And then to obliterate the checks and balances that was the genius of America, they're saying global warming expediency justifies it. We have no choice, or the world's going to come to an end. And zero population is the answer, my friend. There's nothing else we can do. And by the way, if you object to this, you're virtually a terrorist.
Yep. Yep. And, free enterprise is the problem. And, all those things. And so here we are, literally changing our system of government. And what they decided to do, I mean, if they were to put up, you know, try to push this through the advocating the genius of Karl Marx, you know, we wouldn't have done it. But when they came up with the idea of environmental Armageddon as the threat here, then everybody said, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!" And they got into, you know, respected organizations like NASA and NOAA and these kinds of government agencies and other agencies, and they started saying, when NASA says, "Oh well, we've got global warming," and people say, "Oh my, oh my!" And you know, so what they don't understand is these people have infiltrated everything, even the Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Realtors. They're in all of these places pushing these agendas. And so, you know, it's hard for people to discern and say, oh, no, that's not true, because everybody's saying it.
And they've done it because people have had too much trust for government. And then government comes down to the local level, creates meetings of consensus. Eventually says, listen, we've got this plan that's your local plan, but really it's a master plan. And then they build this consensus, and then you go away, or maybe even object, and then eventually they outlast you because they're paid and you're not, and then they go away, and then they roll this thing forward. And so government has enjoyed this trust. And what we need to teach people is that they've broken the trust to where now you cannot trust them. And then we just need to show the proof of what they've done, and Americans start to get livid, Tom.
They are. And I see, going back to the Donald Trump thing, it is amazing to go on Capitol Hill, even to conservative circles on Capitol Hill, and see how totally out of touch they are. They have no clue how angry the American people are, how frustrated we are. We are sick and tired of running into bureaucrats with their rules and regulations who control every aspect of our lives, and they have no concept of how the anger that is.
I hope we can resolve it peacefully, my friend, and leaders like yourself, AmericanPolicy.org, have great, tremendous tools to help us to take back our country peacefully and to stand for the principles that matter most. Reject the 2030 agenda, ladies and gentlemen, or Agenda 21. Stand for freedom. Go to AmericanPolicy.org and get a hold of some of the tools. Tom can come and speak to your organization or your group. Please get involved today. Tom?
My appreciation. We're going to have a conference call on Sunday with more than 150 local elected representatives to show them how to fight back.
Invite yours to join. This nation shall endure. Hey, thanks.